Hi, everyone. We're live at the Pace Studio in New York with Aubrey Sellers right now. Aubrey, welcome back. It's great to see you again.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for doing this. And joining you today on guitar, Mr. Ethan Bollinger. Ethan, thanks for coming and doing it. You guys have sounded great so far.
Thank you.
Yeah, and congratulations are due to you because Far From Home comes out this Friday on Soundly, and we're about to hear three songs from it. What's coming up first?
Yes, we're going to do My Love Will Not Change. On the record, we got to do this with Steve Earle, so we're going to do it without him today, but... it's going to be fun.
Well, seasons come, seasons go, and the reason you left, yes, I'll never know. There will be others, yes, I know it's true, but they won't do you like I did. My love is moving and it just won't stop. I turned you loose, honey, I let you fly. Now all I can do is hang my head and cry. My love will not change, my love will not change. It just rolls like a river to the sea of your name. My love will not change, my love will not change. It's as steady as the
Thank you. Thanks for coming and doing this. It sounds great. So Steve Earle is on the album.
Yes.
He's a definite favorite of ours around here. He's come and done this thing a couple of times. Can we talk more about who is on the album, who's on Far From Home, and the process of, so I know you made it with Frank Liddell producing,
yes,
at Sonic Ranch, which sounds awesome.
Thank you.
Sounds,
yes,
like an amazing,
super cool,
like,
studio,
bucket list destination kind of place for any artist. Can we talk about some of the sounds that we hear on the album contrasting with, I mean, this arrangement sounds great with you and guitar, but it's a fuller arrangement clearly on the studio album. Can
for
you talk,
sure,
about what people can expect to hear from it?
Yeah. I mean, we had four guitar players on the studio album, so it's very rockin'. You know, I call my music garage country, because I was equally influenced by traditional country and blues and bluegrass and rock and roll. So all that's kind of on this record. I co-produced it with Frank Liddell, like you said, at Sonic Ranch, which is this super cool studio outside of El Paso. We all kind of got to go and stay there, and they make Mexican food for you every day, and you just kind of get to live in it and, you know, not be distracted by the outside world while you're making the record. So it was super fun, and I was kind of inspired by what I call desert music. It's kind of surf rock, but like Ventures type stuff. And I was listening to a lot of like Tarantino soundtracks and, you know, that kind of stuff. So, all that was influencing me and in my head when I was making this record. And, you know, Steve Earle sings on a song, and, you know, I co-wrote with some of the same people that I wrote with on the first record. And then a couple new people like Brendan Benson from the Raconteurs, and, Ian Archer, who, was in Snow Patrol and did, some cool stuff. He like produced Jake Bugg's record, or his first record, some of his songs. And I listened to that stuff and really liked it. So I got to write with him when I was in Europe. And so, yeah, I got to work with some of my heroes and some of my longtime collaborators, including Ethan, played on the record. And we wrote some songs together on there, too.
Outstanding. Well, good for you. I'm glad that you had that experience. Love Brendan. I mean, I didn't realize that he had a hand in this record, but yeah. I remember being absolutely amazed listening to his solo stuff and how much that sounds like Raconteurs. And assume that that's what Jack White sounds like. He's like, oh no, not at all. And that's Brendan's hand in the whole thing. So that's awesome. Really glad that you had got cool. to have that experience.
Thank you.
And we've got a good crowd tuned in right now. Hopefully everybody is able to check out Far From Home. It comes out on Friday. So again, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
And there's more. You're going to play two more songs from it. What's coming up second today?
For sure. We're going to do Haven't Even Kissed Me Yet. This is a intimate ballad.
Said, hey, do you sing? I smiled, yeah, everything. Then I didn't say another word. I got into the car, went to some other bar, and I never thought I'd see you. Days later, here we are in your room, talking trash about all the things that she did behind your back. I'm hanging on every word that you've said. And you haven't even kissed me yet. Talk a lot, but I still don't know what you're thinking when you look at me. Sometimes the sweetest words can really start to hurt when you can't tell what they. Of you all day long, wondering how long it will be before you're gone. You're already playing games with my head, and you haven't even kissed me yet. Haven't even kissed me yet.
Sounds great. Can you talk about, there's a lot of tour dates coming up, many of them in February with Robert Earl Keen, a lot of them in June with Tanya Tucker, and there's one coming up on Friday at Town Hall here in New York with Tanya Tucker and Brandi Clark. It's part of the CMT Next Women of Country tour.
Yes.
When people go to see the live show, what's the instrumentation look like at these various shows coming up all the way through? You got dates announced through July, I think.
For sure, yeah. At those two tours in particular, we're doing a similar similar setup to this, but I'm playing guitar as well. And so it's kind of a fun stripped down look at the album. And we don't get to play like this very often. We're really enjoying it. We're enjoying being just the two of us on the road and getting to, you know, make our own schedule. But it's been really fun, and it's a really good musical experience. And Tanya and Robert are both total legends, so it's just awesome to be out with them and watch them do their thing every night.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Man, we're very happy to have Robert here one time, and he just carries himself like an like a dude who you have a lot to learn from.
For sure.
So that's awesome. I'm glad you get to have that experience. All of the tour dates are all up at aubreysellers.com. There are a ton of them, and we are still only two-thirds of the way through. You're going to do one more song today from the new album. What's coming up last?
Yeah, we're going to do Worried Mind. This is a song that I wrote kind of addressing my life with anxiety, and I feel like it's something that a lot of people have connected with, which I find really awesome as a songwriter. So, yeah.
Thank you very much for doing this.
Thank you, Ethan.
You guys sound great together, and have a great show. The next one is at here in the city at Town Hall with Tanya Tucker and Brandy Clark. That's on Friday. So, and enjoy your time in New York between now and then. Eat something delicious. I hope you get a chance to unwind a little bit and do some New York things. So
for
enjoy
sure.
the time here. And best of luck on the album. It comes out Friday. Far From Home is out Friday. So thank you very much for three songs from it. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having us. This was really fun.